The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, guys? This is Talking the Draft Podcast. I'm your host, Connor Livesey, joined by my co-host tonight, Cole Patterson. We are also joined by Riley Cole, South Alabama linebacker. We're excited to have him on the show, man. Riley, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
For sure. We are excited to have you on. Like I said, we're big fans of your game. We got a lot to talk about, so we're going to dive right in. But I know you're just recently getting back from the Senior Bowl, kind of a hometown hero down there in South Alabama. You went down to Mobile and played in that game and went through all the practices and everything. Can you take us through that week a little bit? How important was that for you, not only to just play in that game throughout the week and show your skill set, show your abilities, answer a lot of questions, but also just play in that game because of how probably important it was for you to play since you did grow up in that area?
It was very important, and it really just meant so much to be able to play in my home stadium, especially it being like our first on-campus stadium. That was really special to be able to play in that. But that was just something I've worked for ever since I got this house and I went to my first Senior Bowl my freshman year. Like, that was always a goal, and to be able to do that was really special.
Now, is that something that you would go to just before you – I mean, obviously, when you got into playing college football, I'm sure it was something you were interested in, but did you grow up, like – I don't know how far you actually live from Mobile, but when you were, like, a kid, is that something that you would go to just for the tradition?
Actually, no. I never got to go to any of them. I would watch them back home, but I was almost 6 hours away.
Okay,
so
wow.
We didn't really get to go to any.
Okay, so yeah, I didn't know exactly how close you were to Mobile, and it sounds like you're a little bit further than we thought. But I mean, kind of going back to just how important it was for you to go down that week and maybe answer some of the questions that some of the scouts and teams might have had. Just can you talk about some of the things that you really went into that week looking to prove as a linebacker that can do multiple things and multiple roles, multiple schemes?
Yeah, I just wanted to go in and prove that, that I can play anywhere that they asked me to. And I feel like I did prove that and that I picked up on schemes really fast. And I was able to do everything and anything that they asked me to do. And that was one of the main things I wanted to go there and prove, but also prove that me being technically a small school guy, that I can play with all these big school guys. Like, we're all the same. And I really just wanted to prove that too.
I went to the Senior Bowl. I've been the last 3 or 4 years. This was the first year I hadn't been in a while, but I remember Jeremy Reeves not too long back. I'm assuming you probably played with him a little bit, right?
Yes, I did.
I remember the same thing happening with him a few years back where he came in as a small school local guy and just really kind of blew up at the Senior Bowl, and obviously he's having a really successful career now in the league. So have you talked to Jeremy a lot throughout this process, kind of getting ready for the draft, getting ready for the Senior Bowl and all these things?
Not really. We talked maybe once or twice, but he's just very supportive, and I mean, we're just supportive of each other. He's doing great things in the NFL, and that's where I'm trying to get to. So it's nice to have him to kind of look up to, and Gerald Everett too. He's another one that played in it, and he's doing good with the Rams. So I mean, I feel like I got some big shoes to fill just to represent Southville once I get to the league.
For sure.
Yeah. What's up, Riley? So where are you training for the NFL draft? What are you kind of working on? Where are you training to for your pro? When is your pro day, first of all, and where are you training to get ready for that?
Pro day hasn't been officially set yet, but it's probably going to be mid-March sometime. But I'm training down here in Miami at Bomarito Performance Systems.
Wow, yeah. It's really, man, I'm sure you're well aware, it's like snowing and icing everywhere, you know, pretty much in the whole country. Then you see, I saw a graphic that Miami Football tweeted out that, you know, it's like 70 and sunny there, so, down there. So I'm kind of jealous of you right now. How long have you been down there?
I've been down here since the end of December, and it's been really nice. Like, the weather's basically perfect today, and I don't have to worry about being cold.
Yeah, for sure. You could be a lot worse places.
Right.
So I know they're probably working a lot on pre-combine, you know, they're doing a lot of the mock combines and stuff like that. I know the combine isn't happening, so it's pretty much just preparing you for the pro day, but do you find yourself focusing on one thing more than the other? Well, I know they go through drills, they go through all the combine drills, the positional drills. Is there one thing that you're really focusing on at Bomarito's right now?
Definitely my 40, just to really perfect it and get it down as low as possible. That's the main thing that we're focused on is just speed, and some more speed down here.
That's a common theme with a lot of that question with you guys is that 40 is so important. And, you know, for the linebackers, it obviously is. For the DBs and wide receivers, it obviously is. Have you guys spend a lot of time on the three-cone drill? I know talking to a lot of guys throughout the years, they say that the three-cone's one thing that they've never really worked on, practiced on, and really one of the more difficult things to learn. And as a linebacker, it's all about changing directions, being able to move freely and efficiently and with fluidity. Is that something you guys have been spending a lot of time on as well with that three-cone?
Yeah, we spent some good time on it. We kind of sectioned it off, so, like, we only work on one part at a time. So, like, we'll separate the three-cone into, like, three different sections and work on it that way. That way it breaks it down and we really perfect each part of it.
Awesome. Yeah, I know that's one of the more interesting drills for me to kind of watch from the combines and pro days, because I feel like that number is like one of the things that just translates over so well. Guys who can move with ease, with, you know, be that fluid athlete, be able to change directions, is just so important in today's league with all these quick twitch receivers on offense and quick twitch running backs on offense. It's so important to be able to move and change directions with ease.
Right.
Yeah, kind of. I was just curious, what kind of led you to – I know you're from Alabama. What kind of led you to South Alabama? You had some pretty interesting offers coming out of high school. What about that program kind of drew your interest? And obviously you starred there. What kind of brought your attention to play in Mobile?
Well, first of all, they were my first offer ever at the end of my junior year. So that really stuck with me because they were the first ones to ever believe in me when – in high school, everybody thought I was too skinny to play linebacker. But they believed me, and I loved Coach Joey Jones from the very beginning. And then Coach Cam, who's our head coach now, was the DC back then. And I was his first recruit when he got there. And we really hit it off from the very beginning. And once I met him, I was like, okay, this is the man I got to play for. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to know you. Sorry. I mean, I was just saying, I got to know Joey pretty well at Mississippi State. He obviously took over the special teams coaching job there. You said not many teams wanted you at linebacker. What other positions were you being recruited to play as?
I got recruited to play tight end by a few schools. Okay. And some places wanted me to play like a nickel just because I was fast. Okay. And I was barely like 195, 200 pounds going into my senior year. But I wanted to play linebacker, and South really believed in me. And my freshman year, I showed them that I could put on weight and still play like I was.
So obviously, looking into your background, you see that you had committed to Alabama. You had some offers from Oklahoma, Vanderbilt. Take us through that whole process. I mean, I'm sure that was a pretty hectic time. So I run a baseball organization, you know, obviously knowing some of the football stuff, playing football, you know, evaluating football, spent a lot of time on football, but I run a baseball organization too that does showcase baseball. So like the recruiting in baseball is so different from football, from the things that I gather. Can you just talk about how that whole recruiting process went with committing to Alabama and then, you know, obviously decommitting, going to South Alabama? Like, how was that whole process for you and your family?
I honestly hated every bit of it. I didn't like recruiting. I didn't like the whole process. I mean, we were gone every weekend going to a different state, going on visits. During the season, after we play on Friday night and be up early Saturday morning, traveling to a different state to go to visit a game. And I just hated all of it because, like, it was so monotonous and I wasn't getting any offers and I felt like I was getting a lot of attention, but then I felt like I wasn't. And I felt like I was better than everybody else, but I just wasn't big enough. I hated every bit of it. And then when I would go to camps, I would feel like I was better than everybody else. And I don't know, I just wasn't getting the recognition I wanted until the end of my junior year. I won, like, the Nike opening MVP and I think like a week or two after that, I went to a Bama camp and got offered the day after that. And that's when I just shut down my whole recruiting, committed on the spot. And I didn't visit anywhere at all. And coaching changes happened like 3 days before signing day. It happened later, but I lost all contact with Bama. So I just felt like it was better to leave. So I decommitted 3 days before signing day. And came down here to South on an unofficial visit, spent one day, and decided to sign 2 days later here.
Yeah, now that you explain that, it's not much different than baseball at all. It's a lot of time, a lot of effort, and you can have everything about it except you might be 2 inches too short or 20 pounds too heavy or 0.2 seconds too slow, and it's like, yeah, we're going to go in a different direction. So it sounds very similar, actually, but definitely a pretty crazy experience. The recruiting process is nuts, and I always like hearing people's stories about it. Going to South Alabama, obviously you got on the field as a freshman. You know, obviously the injuries happened. You had a red shirt. But throughout your career, you were super productive. You played multiple roles in that defense. You're very versatile. You played a Sam role. You moved around a little bit as well. Is that the kind of similar role that you see yourself playing in the NFL, is that Sam linebacker role?
I don't really know. I'm up to play anything that gets me on the field first. So I'll play Mike, Will, Sam, anything. I'll go play zero if I have to. Whatever gets me on the field first, that's what I'll be up to play.
What's up, guys? I'm Evan Turner, co-host of the Point Four podcast, alongside Andre Iguodala. We got a special series out now, all about our favorite NBA cities. The greatest places to travel, the evolving cultures and cuisines, and some of our most memorable experiences while we are on the road during our many years in the NBA. We talk about Miami, Chicago, New York, and many more. Tune in to Courts and Culture, the Point Forward Travel Guide, sponsored by Hennessy. You can find it on Point Forward Feed on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beloved brands know customer relationships are everything. That's why over 130,000 trust Klaviyo to power smarter digital relationships across their websites, emails, SMS, and reviews. And now, there's Klaviyo AI, your guide to smarter insights, decisions, work, and results. Brands like Everyman Jack trust Klaviyo AI to personalize product recommendations that keep customers coming back. Discover Klaviyo AI at klaviyo.com/box. That's klaviyo.com/box.
Is there anything you feel like, you know, more comfortable playing with just the duties involved? I know as a Sam, it's a very physical position, and you seem to really like that physicality about it. You know, with the mic, you're more of a CD chase guy. Will, it's just there's so many different things about those positions, but it seems to me like you have the qualities to kind of do any of them. And again, I didn't know if maybe from the Senior Bowl you got a vibe from it, or if it was just something you had a preference on, which position you were looking to or hoping to play at the next level. But the qualities and the traits that you have, I feel like you're versatile enough to play either three of those spots in, you know, even or odd front schemes.
Right. That's what, well, I was hoping during the Senior Bowl that I would kind of figure out which one I was going to be mainly at, but I've rotated pretty evenly throughout all three of them throughout practice. And during the game, I only played Sam and Will.
So another question I got about the Sam role is in today's, you know, NFL, a lot of times that Sam linebacker role, a lot of times they'll rush the passer a lot too. And while you did that some at South Alabama, is that something you feel real natural doing, being able to, you know, rush the passer from that Sam linebacker role? Or do you, you know, do you like the ability to just kind of run, chase, get off blocks, you know, play that inline downhill linebacker role?
I love playing sideline to sideline. That's probably one of my favorites to do. But I do actually feel really comfortable pass rushing. And that didn't come on until, I guess, my junior year here. I got moved down to our bandit position, and I was basically like a defensive end and outside linebacker for 2 years. So that really got me into the groove of pass rushing.
What's your, as far as your pass rushing moves and everything like that, what's your favorite pass rushing move to use if you really got to work on getting home to a quarterback late in the game? What's the pass rush move that you like to go to?
Probably a double swipe or like a, we call it the dead arm. So it's like a long arm and you pulled it back and then you just pull the lineman down with, and then you just flip your hips and get him around. I got a few seconds off of that one. So that's probably my favorite.
For sure, for sure. Is there a player in the league right now that you kind of model your game after, maybe someone you watch a lot of tape of or really dig into when you're studying guys around the league?
I wouldn't say I really like to model my game after anybody. I can't really tell you anybody that I play like just because I feel like I do so many different things.
Right.
But, I mean, I do watch, like, the main guys, like the Fred Warners, the Bobby Wagners. I love Luke Kuechly when he was in the league. I watched him all the time. Just the typical guys like that I like to watch and take things that I see from them that I see them do.
Cool.
Yeah, so Bobby Wagner, it's kind of interesting you bring him up because, you know, he was under-the-radar guy, you know, two-star recruit to put at Utah State, and now he's, like, the guy that you look for at the linebacker position. You kind of seen a play with a chip on your shoulder, you know, talking about your recruiting process and how you ended up at South Alabama. So kind of along those lines, are there any goals you have set for your rookie season in the NFL? Is there anything you're working on specifically that you're hoping to achieve? Is it just making a roster? What's kind of on your mind right now?
Right now, I'm just hoping to start out on special teams and then find a role with whatever team I go to. And then whenever I find that role, just fulfill it the best I can. Really my only main rookie season, just to find a spot and really have that team give me a role and do the best I can in it.
Being from Alabama, did you grow up cheering or, like, rooting for an NFL team, or are you kind of, you know, just neutral and kind of followed players?
I was always kind of neutral and just followed players. I was kind of a big Bears fan when I was younger, just because of Brian Urlacher.
Yeah.
Brian Urlacher. That was really about it. I didn't really have a favorite team.
Okay.
So outside of football, I always like asking this question because we get into the football player that wears the helmet all the time, but I really like giving the people listening an idea who the player is, who the person is, outside of wearing that football helmet. What do you like to do outside of football? What are your hobbies, interests outside of studying the game, playing the game, practicing for the game? I know you're a busy man, that takes up a lot of your life, but you got to have some things outside of football that you enjoy doing.
I'm always outside. I'm always either in the gym, and if I'm not in the gym, then I'm big into, like, motorcycles. I had a few of them, recently just sold my last one back in December to not worry about it or risk. I figured that was best to get rid of those, but yeah, motorcycles are definitely probably my biggest hobby, other than being in the gym and football. That's my main thing that I'm always either working on or looking to get a new one, or trade in one. Like, I'm always working with motorcycles or cars or something like that. I always work with my hands.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I used to live in Birmingham, so I'm pretty familiar with the, you know, Alabama, you know, culture, everything that the state has to offer. How crazy does Mardi Gras get down in Mobile? You ever participate in that? How festive is it to get down there?
It's pretty crazy. you definitely have to catch an Uber to get downtown because you're not going to find a parking spot. it's probably one of the most fun times I've ever had, but definitely an experience that everyone needs to experience.
Oh, for sure.
First time I went to the Senior Bowl, it was during, I guess, that time, and I literally had no clue what was going on. I was like, did I just get off the wrong flight? Like, I'm not in New Orleans right now. What is going on? And they're like, no, I'm down in Mobile. It is a crazy Mardi Gras place. And I was like, what?
Yeah, we're actually the birthplace of Mardi Gras.
Right.
So, I mean, everything is very original here in Mardi Gras.
That was news to me and very shocking to me when I got off the plane the first time. I was very confused for about 25 minutes until I talked to my Uber driver. But well, cool, man. We got what we're going to close on this. I always enjoy asking this question. But for people listening or for people who might not have really dove into you as a player yet and really know who you are, what would you say, just kind of describe yourself, the team who's going to draft you, you get drafted. What are the fans going to get in yourself when the team is drafting you or a team is signing you up? What are they going to, what are the fan base, what is that team going to get in Riley Cole?
They're just going to get like a lunch pail guy. I'm always coming into work and I always have my head on straight and don't worry about, don't let outside factors contribute to anything. I'm always just ready to work and always studying the game to try to make myself better on the field, and that's where 100% of my focus goes.
Good deal, good deal. Awesome, man. I really appreciate the time. Like I said, really excited to see you. When we saw you at the Senior Bowl, we're able to really dive into the tape, and it looked good. The tape at South Alabama looked good. Really excited to kind of see these next few weeks for you, next few months as your pro day happens, and obviously when draft day rolls around, we'll be rooting for you, and we'll be watching everything develop. So thanks so much for coming on, man, and good luck throughout this process.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate thank it. You. Yes, sir. We really want to thank Riley Cole, South Alabama linebacker, for joining us on the Talk in the Draft podcast. As this draft kind of progresses, as draft season progresses, I always come up on some of these linebackers. It's really happening with these linebackers, some of these corners, and some of these receivers that I really get excited about, guys that I wasn't super familiar with, but I find them on tape. You know, they go to the Senior Bowl, they have good weeks at the Senior Bowl. You really dive into their tape, and you're like, man, this guy can play. And Riley Cole really fits that mold. I mean, he's a day three guy, in my opinion, but he's got some talent. He's got some ability. We talked about his role, kind of some of the scheme things he can do as a Sam linebacker. They can kind of fill in multiple roles. And really a guy that he somewhat reminds me of is Damian Wilson, a guy who played for the Cowboys for a while. He plays for the Chiefs now. You know, not a super, super athletic guy, but he brings some force coming downhill. Like, he's a downhill player that can shed blocks, get off blocks. He can cover a little bit. And I think Riley Cole's game reminds me a little bit of Wilson's game when he was with the Cowboys a few years ago. But what do you think of Cole? And give us some thoughts on that interview.
Yeah, man. I watched a game of his when you kind of mentioned that we were going to have him on the podcast, and I came away pretty impressed with him. And really, his interview made me even more impressed. He was a guy that is very humble. He's pretty straight to the point. He's a guy that I find interesting, his recruiting process of how, you know, Alabama just stopped contacting him. And instead of sulking and everything, he went and found a new opportunity and he excelled there. He was an all-conference performer at South Alabama. And he's a guy that I think, I mean, he said in the interview, the lunch pail guy is ready to work. His goal is to be a special teams contributor in year one. I think it's going to help him make a roster and impress some coaches. So I was very excited to have him on the podcast and glad we got to learn a little bit more about him.
Yeah, I think that really stood out to me too there towards the end where we talked about, you know, kind of what his goals were for his rookie season. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, I want to get drafted. You know, I want to slide into a starting role. And he was like, I just want to be able to contribute on special teams and earn a spot. And I think that shows a lot because, I mean, that's probably tough for some 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old guys to really figure out, like, I'm not going to get, you know, the odds of me coming in year one and starting at center linebacker are not very high. So how can I get on the field and how can I prove my worth? And like you said, I think he did a really good job.
He recognizes.
He recognizes
what he needs to do.
I can't tell you how many times we've had guys on the past here where, you know, you ask them that question and they're like, well, I hope to be starting, you know, when we come out of camp. And I'm like, bro, you're not even going to get drafted. Like, that is the last thing you need to be thinking about.
I'll just score a few touchdowns.
So I do appreciate his breakdown of everything. And like you said, he's got an interesting story. Alabama kid, committed to Alabama. You know, obviously he made a decision to decommit from Alabama, commit to South Alabama, and that was probably a really good decision for him because I think he really shined at South Alabama. And sometimes, you know, you go to those big schools, you're not quite the level of players, the, you know, Rashawn Evans and Dylan Moses is of the world, you fly under the radar even more. So I think he stood out, you know, he was able to go to the Senior Bowl, have a really good week in Mobile, and really, really help us draft stock. So we appreciate him coming on, and we'll have more prospect interviews on the Talk of the Draft podcast as the season progresses. Before we let you go, make sure you're subscribing to the Blogging the Boys podcast feed. Click that subscribe button, like, rate, review, give us some good feedback so we can keep on going with this. We enjoy having these guys on, and in order to do so, we need you guys to listen. So we appreciate it. Make sure you do all those things, and we will see you guys next week on the Talking the Draft podcast.